If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 21st day of February 2011. If this podcast is to survive, there are going to be some changes, and I'm going to tell you about them right now. It's becoming more and more impossible for me to actually put up a daily podcast on Audioboo. So the ending is going to change. Instead of to "we'll see you tomorrow," I'll say "we'll see you soon." And then when I have time to make a podcast, I will. And I hope they will be worthy of your listening, even more so that you continue to subscribe, or available either through Audioboo or iTunes. Not saying they're going to be great, but you know, there's a lot going on, business especially, personal especially, and sometimes it's just almost impossible to do one of these things every day. It, you know, I do these things at 5 o'clock in the morning, and that's not healthy. It's not even five now. But anyway, today I want to tell you about something exciting that I found in my inbox on YouTube, and that was my friend Skibo Knight, who is a fantastic drummer. And a longtime friend. And of course, he has the most amazing stable of musician friends, among them Chuck Lavelle, who is a member of the Allman Brothers, a second reincarnation, is now musical director for the Rolling Stones. He tours with them every time. And also, just by his own right, just an amazing musician. He's inducted into the Georgia and Alabama Music Halls of Fame. He's a tree farmer in Georgia, which means that he's really into nature and really into the ecology, and just an all-round fantastic human being. I saw him. Let's see, Nick was playing at the Methodist home, and so was Chuck. And I saw him the last time there. That must have been 4 years ago, but it hadn't. I think the last time I saw him, I was working at the Big X, you know, or maybe it was their concert. That's right. It was the Allman Brothers concert, and that would have been back in the, dare I say, the 90s. So on Audioboo, you have to leave yourself a message in order to put up a link so that the rest of you can see. But I want you to watch this video. And Paul Hornsby, who was also not only a great musician, but was a brilliant engineer for Capricorn Records. And so he has his own recording studio, and it's down the road a bit. I mean, we both hear the same train that goes by. It's really funny to have a recording studio right next to railroad tracks. And I got to tell you, when Southern Rails come through here, they're not quiet. Not by the least. Robert Hussard was staying here once. The Winchester Cathedral Choir was in town. And the night of the choral concert, they had performance, I should say. Robert, who is known for his improvisation, did an improv on the whistle of the train that came by the house while he was trying to sleep one night. I don't notice the train because I've lived here for 25 years. And I've lived in Macon most of my whole life, so we're all accustomed to the rail. I mean, this Macon really was a rail hub, the terminal station downtown, which is now run by the DMV. But it used to be that all trains led to Macon, and it still is an important part of that industry. So we're very accustomed to train whistles all the time. But what you're hearing now is part of a recording studio that my friend Skibo Knight has put up on his YouTube page, and I'll put a link to that, and also a link to Chuck Lavelle's page, because if you want a trip down Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame history, just scroll down the pictures that guy has on his page. Oh my gosh. Just amazing. One thing I love about music is that it can completely change your mood. If you wake up in a bad mood and you're having trouble coming to, you put on the right tunes. I think, you know, if there's anything that I miss about radio, it was that every day, A, I got to watch the sun come up, and B, well, I still do, I guess, but B, I got to hear 4 hours of great music every day. I got to play it, present it to people, put a radio show on the air that I knew that folks liked to listen to, and it really made me feel good to know that I had that to look forward to every day, which I don't now. So I'm making a promise to myself to listen to more music, to discover more music, and make it more of a part of my life. All right, see you next time.